A quarter of a million Roman Catholics in western Massachusetts will be getting a new spiritual leader.
Thanks to all of you for being here, and it's really a joy to come to serve the Church at St. Louis.
Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rozanski was introduced Wednesday as the Archbishop-elect in St. Louis, a transition that will see him leave Springfield in August after 6 years as the leader of the diocese that encompasses the four western counties of Massachusetts. Rozanski said he was told 2 weeks ago by the Vatican that he'd been selected to replace Archbishop Robert J. Carlson, who is retiring. His installation is scheduled in St. Louis on August 25th. At a press conference, Rozanski spoke of the troubles facing the nation with a pandemic still claiming lives and the unrest over police brutality and racism.
It is my hope that called to lead this Church of St. Louis, God's grace will be in abundance in helping me to be part of that healing process and resolution to all of the daunting issues that we face.
With 500,000 Catholics, the St. Louis Diocese is more than twice the size of the Springfield Diocese. There are 179 parishes and 24 Catholic high schools in the St. Louis Diocese. By comparison, the Springfield Diocese has 81 parishes and 2 high schools. Rozanski, who came to Springfield from his native Baltimore, said he was grateful for the 6 years he spent in western Massachusetts.
Goodbyes are never easy, but we remain close in faith.
When Rozanski arrived in 2014, it was a chaotic time in the diocese, recalled Springfield historian Francis Gagnon. Declining attendance had led to the closings of 60 churches throughout the region.
Parishes with people picketing the front door, and, there was quite a bit of that when he arrived here.
Early in his tenure, Rozanski caused an uproar when he reversed a commitment by his predecessor to rebuild Cathedral High School. It had been wrecked by the June 2011 tornado. Alumni, students, and parents protested. Rozanski eventually merged Cathedral with Holyoke Catholic High School and built the new Pope Francis Preparatory School on the historic Cathedral site in Springfield. A task force appointed by Rozanski developed a strategic plan for the future of Catholic education in the diocese. Gagnon said Rozanski had a practical and sensible approach to leading the diocese.
I think he has done quite a few important things, and he does it without much fuss and fanfare. He's really a pretty modest guy.
Like every bishop, he grappled with the clergy sex abuse crisis. Told Wednesday that SNAP planned to protest his appointment in St. Louis, Rozanski recounted that in Springfield, he'd reached an agreement with prosecutors to report alleged abuse and hired a retired state judge to recommend ways the diocese can improve its response to victims.
So I know that we can't seem to do things perfectly, but we're trying as best we can to be as transparent, as proactive as we can.
A new bishop for Springfield will not be named by the time Rozanski leaves, according to Mark DuPont, the spokesman for the Springfield Diocese.
The vacancy here in Springfield for a bishop could last up to a year, maybe shorter, but we might last up to a year, during which time an apostolic administrator will be in charge of overseeing the day-to-day operations of the diocese.
DuPont said the staff at the diocesan office are sad to see Rozanski leave.
People of St. Louis are very lucky. They're getting a very pastoral bishop, a thoughtful man who listens and cares deeply about the people he's there to serve. And that's the key. He knows he goes as a bishop to serve the people of the Archdiocese of St. Louis and to listen to their needs and to respond to those needs.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno issued a statement congratulating Rozanski and praising him for being, quote, very caring, calming, and reassuring. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.